Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's tutorial. So we're going to get started right away because we have a lot of work and they actually went quite a bit over time this morning. So I'm going to switch over to the screen sharing and let's get started. Okay, we're going to get started right now and then people will join as they arrive. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. I'm increasing my sound because I forgot to do that. Let me know if I need to increase it more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu and welcome to this evening's tutorial. For today, our objective is... That's okay, alhamdulillah, we're just actually getting started right now. Okay, so our objective today is constructing sentences with mabni and ban from tanween isms. We're going to review some conjugation to have the tools to do that. And we're going to use our sentence matrix to make sure that we cover all the options for maf'ul and fi'il within jumla fi'liyah. So we're going to get started with the conjugation review. And what we're actually going to review is, sorry, I'm going to close this. Collapse this heading. Okay, so we're going to start with the past tense conjugation. And we're going to start with the fi'il ja'ala. So you have two options. You can unmute yourself or you can type. It's going to be a lot of typing. So I suggest for the conjugation at least that you might more easily unmute yourself. So we're going to start right now. Let me get my... I'm going to... resize this. I still haven't figured out how to get the chat to stay on the surface. So I'm going to put, let me see here. Okay. I'm going to put my chat here on the left. Alrighty. And I'm going to give you guys the middle of the screen. I'm going to zoom in. Maybe that much, maybe not that much. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to start with ja'ala. So they, I can close this participants window so I can see what I'm doing. Okay, he made ja'ala. And we can do it together. They both made.
Ja'ala.
Ja'ala.
Okay, I'm gonna actually reduce my volume because, just to protect my hearing. Okay. And then they made
ja'alu.
And guys, whoever's not speaking, please do type to participate. We need to make this, we should know on the tips of our fingers. So she made
ja'alat.
Okay, ja'alat. They both made
ja'alata.
Ja'alata. They made female.
Ja'alna.
Ja'alna.
Ja'alna. We got consensus among the speakers. And you, one guy, made?
Ja'alta.
Ja'alta.
Very good. You both, male, female. By the way,
Ja'altuma.
Ja'altuma.
Ja'altuma. You all made?
Ja'altum.
Ja'altum.
And you, one female, made?
Ja'alti.
Ja'alti.
Excellent. And you all the females made.
Ja'altunna.
Very good. I should hide this fa'il column, mashallah. I made. جعلتو. Okay, what is it that I'm putting on the screen, Sister Mariam? The chat. Ah, yes, if I put it on this, it's on the screen, I can see it, but whenever I click on the Word file, the chat disappears behind it. So I don't know how to keep it in front. If you can let me know how to do that. I keep forgetting to ask Ustad Arij. I need to do that. Okay, lastly, if we all made, we're going to say that in Arabic how?
Ja'alna.
Anybody else?
Ja'alna.
Okay, we'll agree on ja'alna. Excellent. Okay, so alhamdulillah, now we have one fi'il. This one was for practice. The one that we're actually... yes, it should not happen, but unfortunately, it happens to me all the time. Okay, let me try again. Nope, it's hidden. Where do you go, chat? I don't know. Okay, so it's okay. As long as it's not too small for anybody, then this is fine. Our next fi'il, this is the one that we're actually going to use in our sentences, okay? And that fi'il is arsala, okay? This one meant he made, and this one means he sent. And he sent down as in revelation, but he sent as a messenger. So we're going to look at that fi'il a little bit. Okay, so in the dictionary, we see that it means many, many, many things to send out, okay, to dispatch. And to send out, to dispatch. And that's the meaning that we're most familiar with, as when Allah sends a person as a messenger from him. But anyone, any person can also send somebody out on their behalf, dispatching somebody on an errand, for example. And there's, as you can see, there's more meanings for arsala. The list is long. The screenshot doesn't even cover all of them, mashallah. So what we're going to do now is compare these two fi'il, ja'ala and arsala. So if you've attended this morning, give everybody else a chance to give the answer. What difference or differences do you see between the two? But there's at least one difference.
The harakat.
Okay, what about them?
One of them is al-fatha, the other one is al-fatha and one sukun.
Okay, sukun. Okay, and then... So,
starting with Hamza.
Oh, okay, Brother Ali, you were there this morning, weren't you? Give them, because they were not told the answer, so give them a chance, please. Because they need to get a chance to process it, right? So if they're told the answer, otherwise I could tell everybody the answer, but if you have a chance to process it, you're going to recall it better, right? So, yes. So, R1 has fatha in this one. R1 has sukun in this one. And, yes, as Samar pointed out, and Brother Ali also mentioned, there's an extra word before the root letters. Do you mean an extra? I think you mean an extra word, Sister Samar, right? So, that's the other answer. There is three letters in ja'ala, and there's an additional letter here, and it's the addition of the hamza. Okay, let's not call it an alif, it's a hamzatul qat at the beginning. So based on that, this is obviously family one. Okay, who can tell me which family this is? Based on those two differences.
Family four.
Okay, I hear that it is family four, and you are all correct. This is a screenshot here from family four, arsala. So we're going to conjugate it, and alhamdulillah, not only are we practicing our present tense, past tense conjugation, but we're actually going to practice family four conjugation. Now, you've seen these differences, right? Where are the differences located in the words? At the beginning, the middle, or the end? It's not actually a trick question. Okay, beginning, good. One difference is at the beginning, that's right here. And then the rest is in the middle, right? Is the ending going to vary just because they're from two different families? Or is the ending of the past tense conjugation going to remain the same, whereas we see the fa'il, we see the fa'il at the end? No, same. Okay, good, exactly. So we can use this column that we just practiced on to help us make the family four column. Okay, so that's too much zooming out. I just wanted to see a little bit more. Okay, so bismillah, we're going to, whoever is able to unmute themselves, go ahead. Otherwise, on the count of three, hit send or speak your answer. So they both sent as a messenger. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I read one arsala and I heard one whispered arsala. Good. Okay. Oh, okay. That's on the count of three, like 15. Okay. They sent. 1, 2, 3. Arsalu. Okay. We're going to actually, I think we're going well enough that I don't have to do the counting. She sent.
Arsalat.
Okay. They both sent.
Arsalata.
Arsalata. So we've got arsala, arsala, arsalu. Arsalat, arsalata, and what about all the women sent?
Arsalna.
Arsalna. Okay, good. And you sent?
Arsalta.
Arsalta. You both, male and female, sent?
Arsalta.
Okay. And what if I were to... Everybody's doing so well. I want to see something. Okay. All right. Oh, this is not going to work, is it? I know what I have to do. There. Whoop! That's a little bit too far out of the way. Oh, it's resizing. Oh, okay. I'll have to figure this out better another time. Okay. Forget that. I'm trying to be sneaky here and hide the answers. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to get the chat people back on. All right, so we did, let's start with, okay, you again. Arsalta, arsaltuma, next.
Arsaltum.
Arsaltum. What's happening, Sister Mariam? Why are you sad? I don't like to, let's turn that frown upside down there. What's happening? Okay, Sister Mariam, let me know what's going on. You can send a private message if needed. Okay, and you, one female sent. Oh, no. I'm trying to actually test your knowledge, mashallah. Okay, so Arsalti, very good. I didn't hear any, everybody who's speaking, you can tell me you all sent all the females?
Arsaltunna.
Arsaltunna, very good. I sent?
Arsaltu.
Arsaltu. And we sent?
Arsalna.
Yes, Brother Ali, you're answering for I think, right? Arsalna, this is going to be our primary one that we're going to use right now, okay? Arsalna means?
But we sent.
We sent, yes, and the meaning of sent as a messenger. Excellent. All right, so next what we're going to do is we're going to actually start using our sentences. We're going to start building our sentences, and we're going to use these same words that we discussed. Okay? You remember our Jumla Fi'liya sentence matrix, I'm sure. We've got all the possible combinations here. The maf'ul is a pronoun, the fa'il is a pronoun, the maf'ul is a pronoun, or the fa'il is a pronoun but not the maf'ul. The fa'il is not a pronoun and the maf'ul is a pronoun, or both of them, neither of them rather, are pronouns. Yes, so what we're going to do for this building these sentences, right? We're going to try to do as many of the sentences as they did this morning within the time that we have, but we're going to make sure that we try and get all of these possible combinations, right? And we'll keep track with our little table here. Okay, so what we're going to do is actually we're ahead of this morning, so hopefully we'll get a chance to 5 minutes ahead, so hopefully we'll get a chance to finish everything, inshallah. So for this activity, to give a chance to everyone to fully participate, so what we're going to do to give a chance for everybody to participate, those of you who are typing, type up your answer, but don't just hit send yet. And those who are this, I'm going to give everybody a chance to think and process and type. And then when I ask you to share your sentence, then hit send. Or if you're speaking, which is great, then you can participate orally and speak your sentence, okay? So the first one we're going to do is you're going to tell me how to say "we sent him" in Arabic. So I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Okay, share your answer.
أرسلناه.
Okay. All right, who do we have here? We have, oh, mashallah, our group is small today. Let's send them a message. Maybe they didn't see the previous one. I'm hoping more people come because we really have a lot of practice to do. Okay, wrong group. All right, this is very good. Arsalnahu is the answer. So you get ready to answer who's the fi'il, who's the fa'il, and who's the maf'ul. All right, message has been sent. All right, so who is, what's the fi'il? Am I muted? Can you hear me? What happened here? Okay, I think Sister Maryam was speaking. And Brother Ali was speaking. Oh, no, it's for the sentence. You don't have to wait, like, share your answer. Like, I'm just saying share your answer for the sentence. This is just like, share your answer now. Okay, what's our fi'il? Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Arsala. And what is our fa'il? Very good. Na. And na here represents we. And what is our maf'ul? Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Sister Widad, you can unmute yourselves if you want to keep your hands free. That'll be great. It might be easier for you. Okay, so good, alhamdulillah, we did our first category here. We did our attached pronoun. The fa'il is a pronoun, the maf'ul is a pronoun. So we're going to move on to the next sentence. If they're noisy, like too noisy, then you can just type. Okay, so we sent Muhammad. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to get your answer ready. And when I say share your answer, then you can speak it or send it.
أرسلنا محمد.
Okay, we're just going to wait another 10 seconds. Okay, so okay, everybody, time to share. You can send your message to everybody or say your answer. How do we say we sent? Okay, I need to shut this timer off. It's making noise. Okay, we sent Muhammad. So first we're going
to. Muhammad.
Oh, well, it's one. It's okay. We got arsalna. That's good. Okay, everybody's got this. And then we've got Muhammad. But what to put at the end is the question, right? What's our fi'l? The fi'l has not changed. The fi'l is still arsala. What's our fa'il? Has it changed? Okay, it's still na. Now, the maf'ul is Muhammad, but what goes at the end? So we know that our maf'ul has to be in which status? We're going to do it step by step for now. So which status does the maf'ul have to be? Mandatory. Mansub. Yes. Why is this asking me to upload a file? I don't know. Yes, it has to be mansub, right? Now, is the word Muhammad mu'rab or mabni? You can say your answer now. Is it mu'rab or mabni? The one highlighted or not? Okay, yes, it is mu'rab. So remember that mabni words generally end in alif, right? And this one does not. And regular alif or alif maqsura, this word is mu'rab. And now that I know that it is mu'rab, I need to think whether it is on the list of words that are what? More generally, the list of words that are banned from tanween. Is it banned from tanween? Yes. Right? So this is a screenshot here from the textbook. The words that are banned from tanween, that means they're mashroor with fatha, they cannot take a tanween. There's three categories. So is it from the first category, a special type of plural with an alif in the middle? Muhammad. No. Okay. Is it a word of non-Arab origin, a name of non-Arab origin? Sister Maryam, unmuting is easiest for everybody, I think, so it's up to you. So is it a word of non-Arab origin, a name of non-Arab origin? No, we actually found out that it's one of the four names in the Quran that are of Arab origins. So names of prophets. So definitely not. And is it a feminine name? Well, of course not. So the answer then is that it is not banned from tanween. Now, a word is not banned from tanween by default. And now we saw that it's not on the list, so there's no reason for it to be banned from tanween. Therefore, it's going to take a... Finish the sentence for me, please. The word is going to take a... It's the T and banned from tanween.
And...
Okay, but like it's going to take a tanween. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, and what kind of tanween, as you've mentioned, because we know that it is mansub, it's going to take the tanween fatha. So what's going to be in this box here?
Fathatain.
Yes, exactly. Fathatain, double fatha. So arsalna muhammadan. So everybody who answered arsalna muhammadan earlier, you were correct. Anybody who typed Muhammadun or who said Muhammadun, do you see why it is not Muhammadun? I'm going to scroll up here. Look at our analysis here. Is everybody clear why, or is anybody not clear why it's Muhammadan and not Muhammadun? Okay, I think I asked too many questions. Is everybody clear why it's Muhammadan? Okay, so we've got Sister Maryam, Brother Ali, Ladybug, can you please let me know who you are? And Sister Samar, Sister Widad, and Muhammad is not typing and I can't hear him because he's in the other room because I have the window open and it's cold for him. Okay, the question is, are you clear why it is Muhammadan and not Muhammadun? Okay, Sister Maryam. Okay, more practice. All right, If we were to put, yes, it is mansub. It is mansub. It is not the fa'il. The fa'il is na. It is the maf'ul, right? Maf'ul has to be mansub. When I asked you this earlier, guys, I think everybody was comfortable with this. Yes, yes, fa'il. Everybody was comfortable with this. So we just need more practice. I think somebody mentioned, Sister Maryam, I think you are right. Okay, so now we're going to do our third sentence. The sentence is, we sent Musa. Okay, you can see here, we sent Muhammad. So I'm just going to give you 10 seconds. And after, when I say share your answer, you can hit send or speak it. Okay, share your answer, please.
Arsala Musa.
Okay. Okay, don't forget, please, I want to see if you've got an alif, I want to see a double A, because otherwise I'm thinking you have a fatha, right? So like Sister Widad did. Okay, well, that's like, I'm not even going to count that. All right, so we, arsalna Musa. Our fi'il and our fa'il, I'm just going to show them because they remain the same. We sent arsala fi'il fa'il na. Now, the what's our maf'ul? Yes, it's mad, actually. It's quite mad. Oh, you know what? People in the recording, they don't see the chat. Okay, somebody said Musa. Somebody said it's the longest mad in the world. And I said, yes, it's quite mad. Yes, so our fa'il, our maf'ul is, speakers?
Musa.
Okay, Musa. Good, alhamdulillah. So Musa. And is Musa the maf'ul? So it's, what's its status? For these answers, just shout out your, just say out your answer. You don't need to wait, okay? It's just the sentences. I want people to get a chance to write the sentences. That's why I required it. Okay, so its status has to be mansub because it is the maf'ul. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question a lot today. Now, is this word mu'rab or mabni?
Mabni.
Okay, why is it mabni? Uh-oh, let's not mix our concepts. Yes, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this. Is that clear? Mabni means it cannot show its change in status. So this is why I asked you to put double A at the end, because it's Musa now, but let's see what happens in a different position in the sentence, right? So it is mabni. So do I need now to ask the question, is it banned from tanween? Yes or no? Do I need to ask that question? Yes, because of the alif, Sister Widad, yes. Okay, Sister Widad says no, I don't need to ask the question. Who else says no, or who says yes? That's okay, we understood each other fine.
Me.
You say yes, we do need to?
No.
You say, no, we don't need to. Okay, so that is correct. Everybody who said no, actually nobody said yes. We don't even need to talk about whether it's banned from tanween, because it can't have a tanween. Where are you going to put a tanween here? There's no tanween. It finishes in alif, right? The real alif, not the stick for the fathatain. So it cannot take a tanween. So we don't even ask that question. We move on to sentence four. So we sent Maryam. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. At the end of 30 seconds, I'm going to ask you to share your answers. Starting my timer. Actually, I'm going to show the... Don't look on top if you don't need to, but if you do, have a peek. All right, share your answer. We sent Maryam in Arabic. Excellent. Okay, we've got two written answers. Anybody wants to say an answer verbally? Okay, I'm going to expose it. So we have أرسلنا, that's not changed. فعل فاعل, still the same. And now we have the name Maryam. We're going to go through the same process again, right? Just to make sure that we know what we're doing. So the maf'ul, sorry, I should not get myself confused too. The maf'ul, okay, what's happening here? My little...
Maryam.
Yes, Maryam. My thing that makes it turn black is not working. Okay, so what's its status going to be? Status. People, give me an answer, stat. Oh, I'm calling you people. I guess I've been hanging out in Steps to Arabic class. Excellent, it's mansoob. And next question, is it mu'rab or mabni? Is the word Maryam mu'rab or mabni?
Mu'rab.
Okay, and why is it mu'rab? Because it's default, right? Like, there's nothing to make it mabni. There's nothing preventing it from having, changing its haraka at the end. And next, I'm going to ask, is it banned from tanween? Right? So, in order to know this, I need to check my list. Is it a special type of plural? No. And is it a name of non-Arab origin? Well, I'll tell you what, we can skip right to number three and do exactly what Sister Widad said, because anytime you've got a feminine name, be it the real name of a person, Aisha, Maryam, Zainab, or a name that looks feminine, like Hamza, or the name of a place which is referred to as feminine, like Makkah or Jahannam, right away we know that it is banned from tanween, no tanween. So we can never say Maryamun, Maryaman, Maryamin. Impossible to say that and still be correct. So the answer to whether it is banned from tanween is a resounding. Let me hear it. Oh, there you go. That's resounding. All caps.
Yes.
It's allowed. It's allowed. There you go. It is banned from tanween. So what's the answer going to be? We sent Maryam arsalna. Now that we know that it's mansoob and it cannot take a fatha. No. It's mansoob and it cannot take a tanween. Arsalna. What goes in the box? Speak your answer or type your answer. Arsalna.
Maryama.
Yes. Very good. Mashallah. Single fatha. Oop. That's not the right thing. I made it bold. Okay. Excellent. Arsalna Maryama. Everybody got it right. Mashallah. Okay. So nobody said Maryamun or Maryamu. So we are getting there, mashallah. We're making some progress. All right, so the next one, actually, since we're doing so well with time, I wasn't sure these ones that are red are the ones that I was, it was okay for me to skip. We don't need to. So we need some vocabulary here. I want you to tell me, I'm going to give you 10 seconds, tell me the majroor, no, marfu, mansoob, and majroor versions of the Muslims. Okay, so in 10 seconds, you can send or speak your answer. The Muslims in all three statuses. Six elephants, seven elephants. And go. What's your answer? Not for the sentence, just for the Muslims. How do you say the Muslims marfu'? Yes, go ahead. You took a breath.
Muslimuna.
Yes, very good. Sister Widad and Maryam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Al Muslimuna. Okay, Brother Ali, Al Muslimuna. And now the Muslims Mansoob.
Al Muslimina.
Al Muslimina. Okay, good. Al Muslimina. And then Sister Widad is ahead of us. Al Muslimina, she says also for Mashroor. Everybody agrees?
Yes.
Al Muslimina. Okay, so no difference, right? These two are the same. We're going to put them like this. They're both the same. All right. So now I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with your sentence. We sent the Muslims. Yes, Sister Widad, that's a good suggestion. It's okay, you're so excited. Good. All right, post or say your answer. How do you say we sent the Muslim men, the Muslims? Okay, you can say your answer or post your answer. How do we say we sent the Muslims?
أرسلنا المسلمين.
Excellent, mashallah. We've got here أرسلنا, didn't change, and المسلمين. Everybody get this, great, mashallah. All right. Okay, what's our فعل? Let's go back to our analysis. فعل. Let me hear some answers. فعل.
أرسل.
Okay, good. Fa'il. Let me read some answers.
Nah.
Okay. What's our maf'ul this time?
Al-Muslimin.
Yes. And what's its status?
Mansub.
Yes, Mansoob, mashallah. Okay. All right, next sentence number 6. We are on a roll. We did the simpler one, right? We sent the Muslims male. I'm just going to reduce the space so we can see more. And now we're going to do the female version. Okay. So we had, I'm going to give you a few seconds to type up your answers. I want you to tell me the same thing, but the feminine version. Okay, the Muslim, the female Muslims, the female Muslims, the female Muslims. مرفوع, منصوب, مشرور. To prepare your answer. Okay, and you can share now. How do you say the مرفوع version of the Muslim females? What is that in Arabic? Come on, guys. Is everybody waiting to be? Okay, send it to me as a private answer. Everybody right now, type me a private answer. People are feeling shy, I think. I think that's what's going on. Okay, Brother Ali, try again the ending. Oh, maybe I should drink some water. I think my throat is a bit croaky. Sorry about that. Okay, very good, Sister Samar. Okay, if you're not shy, you can send it not privately, or you can speak it. But I felt like everybody's waiting. They don't want to be the first in case they say it wrong. But you know what? If you're the first and you say it wrong, I'm telling you, you're never going to forget that, or you're very not likely to forget it. Making mistakes is a great way to learn. Not in the kitchen so much, but definitely in Arabic class. All right. So the answer is, because somebody's got to eat that stuff, right? If you make a mistake in the as Muslimatu is the marfu version. What is the mansoob version? Oh, Sister Widad.
Al Muslimati.
Doing their times two thing again. Okay. Al Muslimati. Now, I want you to tell me something that's strange. Why did I highlight this in green? Why did I highlight, well, in another green, the fluorescent green, that like, I don't want you to miss this green. Why? Okay, first of all, which column is this? Oh, mashallah, Sister Widad has been studying for many years. It's been around Quran people like all the time. Alhamdulillah, what a blessing. And we can see the fruit of that. Alhamdulillah. Okay, can I, like, why? Oh, sorry. The question is, why this highlighting? Why this color coding? You know, I don't color code for no reason. Well, okay, sometimes it's just because it looks pretty, but why here? Okay, I'm gonna layout, insert above. Okay, this is marfu'. This is mansub. And this is gonna be mashrur. But it's not majroor. This is the mansub column. That's the point, okay? So the point is here that this is very, very important. This is mansub not by fatha, but it is mansub by kasra. We can see here. Oh no, we can't see this one. But normally you've got, right? Muslimu, muslima, al-muslimu, al-muslima, right? Al-muslimatu, al-muslimata. You can see Dhamma fatha, dhamma fatha. But here we've got a kasra. So the thing that's very important to know is that the feminine plural, actually I'm gonna, feminine plural words are mansub by kasra, not by fatha. Okay, very important. So burn this in your memory. Remember the bright green. And I'm not trying to hypnotize you, or maybe I am. What's the majrur version? Ah, same, but not the same explanation. Al-Muslimati, no highlighting. Because we're already used to this, right? Mashrur with the kasra. We're used to this. Okay, so now that we have our vocabulary, please, I'm going to give you, I'm going to let you see the male version. Okay. And you're going to, I think I need to make everything a bit smaller. All right, so you are going to write for me. We sent the Muslim women. Yes, Brother Ali, feminine plurals that are mansub are feminine mansub plurals are mansub with the kasra. Okay, hold on, guys, with your answers. But we're going to give everybody a chance. Okay. You can share your answer now if you haven't yet. We sent the Muslims. I'm going to show this part here has not changed. So, arsalna.
Arsalna al-Muslimati.
Very good. Sister Samar also. Very good. Mashallah. أرسلنا المسلمات. Our فعل and فاعل have not changed. What is our مفعول?
المسلمات.
Okay. المسلمات. Very good. And what's its status? The moment I say maf'ul, you tell me mansub, right? Maf'ul, you tell me mansub. Again, it's one of those things that you wake up and somebody tells you maf'ul, you say mansub.
Mansub.
Yes, and we've known here, we've learned that it's mansub by kasra. And I'm going to show you a little something here, right? You don't need to remember this if you don't want to, but I think it's exciting to know. When you're reading a book of grammatical analysis like this, right, this is what you're going to see. You're going to say the maf'ul is mansub with a kasra, right? So this is not just like, this is something that you're going to keep using and using and using, right? So this is mansub with a kasra. And they actually specify this in the books. So the kasra at the end of an ism that is feminine plural, it does not, okay, this kasra does not automatically mean that it's an ism mashroor. It might be mashroor, it might be mansoob. We need to look at the role played by the ism in that particular sentence in its context to determine whether it is mashroor or mansoob. And because here the role is maf'ool, its status is mansoob, and therefore we say that it is mansoob. And we can specify if we want to add more information, it is mansoob by kasra. Okay? So the next sentence that we're going to do, our seventh sentence, is we sent Muslims, Muslim females. Now, I just put the crossed out like this so that you don't accidentally send me the same sentence, right? I'm going to make this smaller so that it's not interfering with our vision. What did I just do? That was so cool. I just made it upside down. Okay, sorry. I'm being a nerd here. there are 16 sentences. So we sent the, putting it upside down so you have to turn your head to read. Okay, so we sent Muslim women, okay? And now we're going to, send me your answer in 10 seconds or say your answer in 10 seconds, okay? Okay, and share. We sent Muslim women, Nova.
Arsala Muslimatan.
Okay. No, Sister Mariam, you have to pick one. Okay, all right. Okay, let me put you out of your misery here. Arsalna al-Muslima, arsalna. No, arsalna muslimatin. Muslimatin. Yes, you meant a tin. So how do you say Muslim women marfu? This time we're doing it after. Marfu, Muslim women marfu. Okay.
Muslimatan.
Muslimatun. Okay, Muslim women plural. Right, Muslims plural. Muslimatun is one, but this is Muslimatun. Okay, and then no problem. And then how do you say it in Mansub, the Mansub version? Yes, Atun, Atin, and Majroor.
Muslimatan.
Oh,
Tin.
Okay. So, what am I going to tell you guys? You need to practice your Muslim chart. Practice your Muslim ladies chart. Practice, okay? Make sure that you know these with your eyes closed, right? I love the idea of writing. I really believe that you're going to benefit greatly by writing. Don't be scared of writing. You're only, if you're not comfortable with the right way your writing looks, as long as you're able to read it, that's what's important. But you will not get better in Arabic writing unless you do it, right? In this day and age, we are not used to writing. We are used to typing. And our handwriting, even in English, goes down the drain. But that doesn't mean that handwriting is not a skill that we need. We should definitely be able to write. So practice. So everybody say it, whether muted or unmuted, say it with me. Muslimatun, muslimatin, muslimatin. Female Muslims plural is muslimatun, muslimatin, muslimatin. I hope everybody is saying it. Okay, and this one again, I've highlighted it because it is what? Okay, very good, Sister Wada. Yes, it is mansub with kasra. That's absolutely it. Okay, actually, this I'm going to share something. Mashallah, sister, one of the sisters, mashallah, was typing for us in Arabic, which is awesome. I just wanted to point a little something out. When we type inshallah, just three words, right? So we have in, if, That's the word if. And then we have sha. Sha'a. That's our fi'l. This is our harf in. And this is sha'a fi'l. And then Allahu is the fa'il. So insha'allahu. Insha has to do with, it has a different meaning, right? So in, it's three words. Insha'allahu. Okay. So let's do some analysis here. What's our fi'il? Okay. Arsala. What's our fa'il? We're almost done with this one, so give me a good answer. Okay. Now, what's our maf'ul this time? Muslimatin. And what's the status of Muslimatin? Yes. Same thing. It's mansub by kasra, whether it's one kasra or two kasras. Okay. So now we've completed two of these scenarios. We're going to look at when the fa'il is outside and it's an attached pronoun. So we're going to do the sentence, inshallah, Muhammad sent him. And I'm going to give you a hint to help you build this sentence. Okay. The sentence structure will be, he sent him Muhammad. This is not the English translation. Okay. This is not a translation, because that would be wrong. Okay, I'm going to bring back my toolbar. Where's my toolbar? I wanted to increase the screen real estate earlier. Okay, this is not a translation. All right, so please, you have 20 seconds to send that to me, please. Before you send it to me. Okay, share your answers.
Arsalahu Muhammadun.
I have two of the same answers. Okay, Sister Wida, don't forget that you're adding a wow at the end. No need for that. Okay, this is very good, mashallah. Our first part is he sent him, right? Well, he sent. So arsala, and then him. Who, and then we have Muhammadun. And what's her fi'il? No, Sister Widad, that's only for a tajweed. It's only for exclusively for tajweed. It's not, there's no wow in Arabic. Yeah. Okay, so the fi'il is arsala, that has not changed. What's the fa'il? Uh-oh. Do you guys remember the other day I put like in like very shocked face, never ever say that attached pronoun who is the fa'il. I actually had it in my notes and then I removed it because I'm like, ah, I already mentioned this. So never, never, never say attached pronoun who is the fa'il. Okay? The fa'il is, originally, it's the hidden pronoun he. Take the, sorry, one moment. Yes, okay. Sorry about that. So, arsala, it's got the hidden pronoun he, but when we've got an outside fa'il, right? Here's our sentence here. Muhammad sent him. Muhammad is doing the sending. So that's going to be our fa'il. So we say hidden pronoun he has been replaced by Muhammad. Yes, that's the face that I wrote. No, actually, it was like that picture of the screen, but that's good enough. Okay, so the word Muhammad, is it, what's its status? Quick, people, we only got 5 minutes. What's the fa'il for, what's the status of fa'il? Yes. Okay, good. It is marfu. And, okay, I'm making it bold instead. Fa'il is marfu. And is this word mu'rab or mabni? Okay, I was trying to figure that out. Yes, okay, it is mu'rab. And so what's my next question? Is it? No. That's my next question. Yes, my next question is, if it's mu'rab, I have to ask, is it banned from tanween? What's the answer? We went through this earlier. It's not a lady's name. It's not a name of non-Arab origin. And it's not a special plural. And therefore, it is not banned from tanween. So what's it going to get? It's going to get a tanween. And what's the proper tanween for marfu? The fa'il is always marfu. That's the rule. When I say maf'ul, you tell me mansub. When I say fa'il, you tell me marfu. That's the rule. That's the way the Arabic language is constructed. So what's the proper tanween for marfu that's not banned from tanween? Or what's the proper? What is the haraka that belongs, that is for marfu, not banned from tanween? That's okay, Brother Ali. That's why I'm here for answering questions. Okay, the proper ending of a word that is masculine, marfu, not banned from tanween is, you can actually see it here, so you can just tell me what it is. Okay, just the un part. So yes, tanween, dhamma. So we put, oops.
Un.
Yes, where's the, oh my goodness. It is not banned from tanween, therefore it gets tanween. Dhamma. Okay, good. Now, the next question is, now it's time. What is the maf'ul? Now it's time to say that. Good. Who? And what's the status of the maf'ul? Automatically, it is? Ah, but I'm hiding the English sentence. Yes, mansub, right? So this attached pronoun is a mansub pronoun. Excellent. Okay, so our sentence is arsalahu Muhammadun. Now, arsalahu Muhammadun is our eighth sentence. Now the ninth sentence is Musa sent him. Musa sent him. Okay, so I'm gonna give you 10 seconds and then you can tell me your answer. Okay, go ahead. Type or share, send or share, or send or speak.
Arsalahu Musa.
Okay, don't stretch. No stretching here. We don't want to do. No, arsalahu. All right, so arsalahu Musa. Very good, mashallah. Now, oh, I forgot when my thing doesn't work when I'm in Arabic. Okay, so our fa'il is, hasn't changed, arsala. Who's our fa'il this time? Okay, Musa with the double A at the end is replacing hidden pronoun he, right? So Musa is are fa'il. Now what's its status? It is marfu. Yes. And what does is it, okay, something's going on here. Is it mu'rab or mabni?
Mu'rab.
Okay, I'm getting a different set of answers. Whoever said mabni, tell me what mabni means. Or sorry, whoever didn't say mabni. What does mabni? What does mabni mean to you, Sister Samar? Or no, mafu. No, mabni. Okay, nobody said. I saw the word mafu, and I was thinking. Did anybody write mu'rab? Nobody wrote mu'rab. It's in my imagination. All right, the answer is it is mabni. Sorry about that. I don't know where I saw that. Probably my imagination in my sleep, in my dreams, getting ready for this tutorial. Okay, so since it is mabni, we don't need to even ask. We don't even need to ask the question. Is it banned from tanween? Oh, okay. There you go. I did not imagine it. Okay, so now I want you to look at how it looks when it's the fa'il, okay, Musa. And I want you to look back at our other sentence, how it looks when it's the maf'ul, Musa. Are they the same or are they different? Musa. Are they the same? Yes, they are the same, right? And that is why we say it is mabni. It cannot show its date, its change in status. And since we can't tell whether it's mansub or majrur or marfu, this is why we need to know the grammar of jumla fi'liya. This we will. The answer was the question was: are they? Do they look different when Musa? Does Musa? The word Musa look different when it is a fa'il from when it is the maf'ul? And the answer was no. They look the same, and that's why we need to know the grammar of jumla fi'liya to be able to know whether Musa is the one doing the action of sending or Musa is the one who is being sent. Right. So this is why we study this. And our maf'ul in this sentence is. Okay, everybody got this answer right earlier, so I'm just going to say it is hu, and it is mansub. So now we're going to, anybody who's not able to stay back for the last few sentences, we actually slowed down. I think I got all excited that we had a lot of time. We slowed down. So we are at the end of our official time. So if you are not able to stay, jazakumullah khairan for joining us, and we will see you next Monday or next Saturday, depending on what you attend. Do know though, I'm going to scroll to the end. All right. There's an announcement. I don't want anybody. Okay, alhamdulillah. I don't want any, usually actually people stay, but I still want everybody to know this announcement. No tears allowed. Okay. Daylight saving time starts tomorrow night. Do not guess because you will look like this. You might guess in the wrong direction. If you come to class 2 hours early, that's fine, but more likely than not, you will come after it's three quarter or two thirds over, right? So check the links on the portal to verify the actual, real, correct, accurate time of that your lesson starts on Monday. No tears allowed. Unless it's tears of joy because you guessed it properly. Okay, so anybody who can't stay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And I can't say salam to everybody, but the rest of you, let's move on with sentence number 10. Maryam sent him. This one is going to be more challenging, so I'm going to give you three hints. Hint number one, use the hidden pronoun she. No, not time to send the answers yet. Nobody look at the screen. Nobody look at the chat, look at my screen only, okay? Second hint, the sentence structure will be, she sent him Maryam. And the final hint is, Maryam is banned from tanween. And why is Maryam banned from tanween? Because it is a feminine name, okay? So these are the reminders. Yes, somebody's very excited. Okay, so I'm going to give you 15 seconds and then you can share your answers. And 15, share or speak your answer.
Arsalatu Maryam.
I need to hear something at the end and I need to read something at the end of the word Maryam.
Maryam.
Okay. Those of you, Sister Widad, no. Sister Maryam, wait, hold on. How many Maryams are here? Oh, okay. Okay, so you just added your you. Okay, so this is very excellent, mashallah. I'm like super proud of you guys. Arsalathu Maryamu. Beautiful. Yes, and all of you, mashallah, did perfectly. So our fi'il is, what's our fi'il? How are we going to say it in our grammatical analysis? Are we going to say arsalat or are we going to say arsala? Yes, we're still going to say arsala. Correct. What's our fa'il this time? Yes, mashallah. Okay, our fa'il, normally we would say I told you to use hidden pronoun she, right? Well, you can imagine there's an e, but I just don't want to. Okay, but we are, and why are we using hidden pronoun she? Because the actual fa'il is Maryam, and Maryam is masculine or feminine? I know this sounds like a silly question, but we have to go through the process. Maryam is feminine or masculine? Yes, exactly. Maryam is feminine. Since Maryam is doing the sending, then the action of sending will be a feminine fi'l because Maryam will replace the pronoun of the fi'l. She's going to replace the she. Can Maryam replace he? Not usually. So Maryam is going to replace not he, but she. So we use the hidden pronoun he. A she, I'm getting myself confused. We are going to use the hidden pronoun she, and our fa'il is therefore, and our fa'il is going to be written like this in our sentence. Arsalat, and then what is the status of the word Maryamu? What's the status of the word Maryamu? Okay, very good. All the answers I've received so far are correct. Marfu. And why is it not Maryamun? I hear the anger in Sister Huda's answer. Yes, it is banned from Tanween. Actually, I have been noticing my voice is a little bit croaky over the last few days. Yeah, I pray that I'm not getting sick. Mikdar for me, please. I need my voice. We all need to, our voices, may Allah grant us health, mashallah. And what is our maf'ul? All right, that has not changed. Also, it's who. It's who. It's who. Who is our maf'ul? It's who. Oh, what is this little thing showing up at the top of my screen? It's who. And yes, that's the next answer. What is this thing? Office access keys, Alt V, continue typing the menu sequence. No, I don't want to do that. Oh my goodness. It is Mansoob. Let's move on to sentence 11. The Muslims, male, sent him. Okay? The Muslims, Muslim males are Al-Muslimuna, Al-Muslimina, Al-Muslimina. Now you have 10 seconds to come up with your answer. How do you say the Muslim sent him? And share.
Al-Muslimuna arsalu.
Okay, is this a jumla fi'li or jumla ismiya? Sister Maryam. Are we building a jumla fi'liya in this exercise or ismiya?
Oh, ismiya.
Fi'liya, right? Because there's verbs in here, right? There's fi'l in these verbs. See, fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul. This is a jumla fi'liya. So because of that, we're not going to start with the word Muslim. We're going to start with the fi'l, like we've did everywhere else. I don't know if you noticed, but you started with saying al-muslimuna, right? that's okay. Okay. Sister Samar, same thing, right? So what you guys are giving me is you're giving me a jumla ismiya with a jumla fi'liya inside. So you're giving me two sentences. I want a single sentence. Okay, Sister Samar, check your fi'il. Alhamdulillah, everybody's getting a Muslimuna. This part is good. Everybody's got this part. Okay, Sister Maryam, that's fine. May Allah, actually, if you can just stay for this little bit and then you're okay for the rest to watch the recording if possible. Okay, I want you guys to all realize that this here is arsalahu because the fi'il stays arsala, but the fa'il has to be hidden pronoun he because al-muslimuna is the outside fa'il and we need to use hidden pronoun he. We cannot use a plural. We can't have this as our fa'il and a wow as our fa'il. Okay? All right? Does anybody have questions? Okay, this is here. Our fa'il is marfu. Our maf'ul is who, which is mansub. Okay? If anybody has questions, for Sister Maryam Lees, if she has a question, if she doesn't, enjoy the recording. But does anybody have a misunderstanding or a question as to why it's arsalahu? What's the rule for having outside fa'il? This is an outside fa'il, right? We're now doing outside fa'il. Okay, what's the rules for an outside fa'il? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, somebody say or tell me or type the rules. Three rules. It has to be what kind of word? Okay, yes, it has to be, first it has to be an ism, right? And this ism has to come after the fi'il and this fi'il has to have hidden pronoun, he or she, which is to be mentioned. So we've got our fa'il in the right position. It's after the fa'il and it's an ism. That's good. But it has to be after a fa'il that has hidden pronoun, he. We can't have it with pronoun they. Okay? Okay, good. Alhamdulillah, everybody's good. And then then here, the next one, the hint for the Muslim female sent him, you're going to use a hidden pronoun she this time, okay? I'm going to show it like this. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Actually, you know what? Sorry. I mean. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, I'm going to put this here. We did this earlier, right? Al-muslimatu, al-muslimati, al-muslimati. I'm going to leave this here, and now I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Okay, you can share your answer now. Yeah, I'm checking the answers with a fine tooth comb of my eyes. That sounds terrible, but make sure everything is in the right order. Mashallah. These are very good answers. These are perfect answers, mashallah. Arsalathu al-muslimatu. أرسلته المسلمات and our fi'il is hasn't changed أرسل where's our fa'il this time المسلمات okay replacing hidden pronoun she المسلمات replacing hidden pronoun she. It is marfu, and what's our maf'ul, which is obligatory mansub? It's who. Okay, so good. We've done this one. So we're going to quickly do the last one. We're going to do sentence 13. Muhammad sent Musa. Here's a hint. Use the hidden pronoun he, and you have 15 seconds. Okay, now we're going to, this one you're going to share it one word at a time. What's the first word of the sentence? Sister Samar, remember we're doing jumla fi'liya. The first word of the sentence is going to be we're not using here. We're doing this one now. Outside maf'ul, outside fa'il. No pronouns. No visible pronouns, okay? Okay, so Brother Ali, your answer is correct. Sister Samar, your second answer is correct. Sister Wida, very good. Okay, so first word of the sentence is arsala. Arsala. Now, the next word, the normal order, actually, here, the normal order of a jumla fi'liya is, you tell me, what's the first word in a jumla fi'liya normally? Oops, oh, my goodness, what's the second word? Okay, I can't hear that. And what's the third word? Well, the order, the coming third. There might be little words in between. Yes, okay. So first there's going to be our fa'il, then there's going to be our fa'il, and there's going to be our maf'ul. So going back to our sentence here. Muhammad sent Musa. What's going to be the second word in our sentence? Arsala. Perfect. MashaAllah. Arsala Muhammadun. Lastly. Very good. Arsala Muhammadun Musa. Arsala Muhammadun Musa. Muhammad sent Musa. Our fi'il is arsala. This is why we did our conjugation table earlier. What's our fa'il? Muhammadun, which is mu'rab. Outside maf'ul, there's no issue of a pronoun here. I think you might have constructed something in your mind is not, like, you might have made an assumption, right? When there's a jumla fi'liya, every jumla fi'liya needs to have two things. It needs to have a fi'il, it has to have a fa'il. The fa'il might be part of the fi'il. So to the unexperienced eye, it just looks like one word, right? But there might also be an external fa'il. And that external fa'il would be, for example, would be like an ism, which is marfu and coming after the fi'il, right? And the last thing that is optional, the maf'ul is optional. I should add this here. Optional. Okay, computer, help me out with my spelling here. Optional, I didn't. Okay, so the maf'ul can be either, it can be two things at the same time. A maf'ul can be a word that is a pronoun that is attached to the word, like arsala hu, or it can be a maf'ul that's not attached to it, which we're calling an outside maf'ul, right? So arsala hu is this one, and arsala muhammadan, that is outside. Yes, either or. But you could even have both in the, but like a word cannot be outside and inside at the same time, cannot be attached and detached at the same time. I think you probably can sort it out. So before I get anybody confused, I'm going to move back to our sentence, okay? Sorry about that. Our maf'ul is the word Musa and it's mansub, right? And this word here is mu'rab and this word here is mabni. And we can tell because it is the marfu word that is coming. This is a marfu word that is coming after the fi'il, we know that Muhammad is doing the sending. And by default, we know that this other word is going to be the maf'ul, and that it, the maf'ul, and that it is mansub. The fa'il, Sister Samar, the fa'il are these guys in this column here. Okay? These are them. Right? So, if we had the sentence, we sent us, the sentence doesn't make any sense, or we made us, right? That would be ja'alnana or arsalnana, right? So the first, one is the one that is belongs to the fi'il, the na belongs to the fi'il, and then the next one will be the pronoun. But this is why it's very, very crucial to know our conjugation table so that we can know where does the fi'l end and where does the maf'ul begin. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the sentence because we're quite over time. Okay, the last sentence that we're going to work on with the timer is Musa sent Muhammad. So you have 10 seconds because it's very similar to the other one. Okay, you can share now. Very good. Okay, let's check how Sister Wida did. Arsala Musa Muhammadan. We got our fi'il, which is Arsala. We got our fa'il, which is Musa, and it is marfu, and Musa is replacing the hidden pronoun he. Now, we're saying Musa is marfu, even though it cannot show it because it's mabni. And that leaves our maf'ul, which is necessity, marfu, no, mansub, or maf'ul, which is mansub, which is Muhammadan. And we can see that it is mansub, because we can see the fathatain here, right? Here we can't see that it's marfu. We can only tell because of the position. Now, I'm seeing something that's later on, you guys might have the question here. Since we can't tell that this is not mansub, how do we know that it is not he sent Musa and Muhammad? He sent Musa and Muhammad. Can anybody tell me how we know that that's not the meaning of the sentence? How do we know that this is the fa'il? This is not, it's not a maf'ul, one of two maf'uls. Brother Ali, Sister Samar, or Sister Wadad, can you tell? I'm going to tell you something. It's the absence of something. There's something that is missing from this sentence to make that the case. Something between these two words. They did not do this morning. I'm adding this because I'm concerned that you guys will get confused later on. Yeah, but how do we know that Musa is a fa'il? How do we know that it's not a maf'ul? Look. Here, Arsala Musa is a maf'ul here. Arsala Musa is not the maf'ul here. How do you know? How do you know that this is the ism marfu' after hidden pronoun he verb? No. Can't do that. Because you're not going to have you're not going to have an English translation. Other times, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you because I don't want to be mean. Okay, there's no and, there's no wow. If you had this sentence like this, you have this. This is he sent Musa and Muhammad. Get it? He sent Musa and Muhammad. Some unknown guy sent Musa and Muhammad, right? But you can't just say Arsalna Musa Muhammad. You can't say that. You'd have to say and. Okay? So they did not study this in the morning. But in case you come up with this question, it's a valid question. How do you know that this is the outside fa'il? You know, because this is the maf'ul. So that forces this to be the outside fa'il, because there's no harf waw between. Okay? Now, somebody asked a question this morning. What if both words were mabni? You're welcome. What if both words were mabni? Arsala Musa Isa. What's going on here? How do you know? Arsala Musa Isa. How can you know? Now, what's the, is this mabni or mu'rab? Musa. This is mabni. What about Isa? It's mabni. So what do you do? You don't have the, like the little help that I gave you earlier, you don't have that. In this case, come on, computer, work with me. You're out of time. Okay, when both words are mabni, the order of the words determines what is the fa'il and the maf'ul. Ah, no, here it's not a question of wow. Because you don't know, okay, I see what you're saying right now. There's no wow, that was a different matter. Here, we can't tell which is which. Sorry, Sister Samar, I'm not sure exactly how to answer you, because my mind just came up with this idea earlier, like, okay, how are they, how can I, what's my argument that this is the fa'il? But the idea of the word order is going to be the same thing. Yes, exactly. Whatever comes first is going to be the fa'il. That's exactly right. And also, there's no wow between. That's right. So we cannot say, oh, Musa and Isa sent, because even if it was like, if it was he sent Musa and Isa, there would have to be a wow. And if it was Musa and Isa sent, there would have to be a wow. So it can't be and. There's no and, so it can't be and. The and has to actually be there in Arabic. Okay. So the last in here, this one here, Arsala is the fi'il, and fa'il is maf'ul, marfu fa'il is Musa, and mansub maf'ul is Isa. And we know because of the word order. Okay, so the sentence here, you can send me the translation now of this sentence. Muhammad sent Maryam. Okay, I'm going to show the answer here. Arsala Muhammadun Maryama. And Maryam sent Muhammad. You can send me the answer. I'm going to show it in 3, 2, 1. Arsalat Maryamu Muhammadan. Right? So we got the hidden pronoun he, hidden pronoun she. We got our fa'il, which is not banned from tanween. We've got our fa'il, which is banned from tanween. And we've got a maf'ul that is banned from tanween, and we've got a maf'ul that is not banned from tanween. Okay, very good, mashallah, Sister Wadad. Beautiful. So this completes our four scenario set. And don't forget to check the timing. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you. Jazana wiyaki. And I will see you, inshallah, alhamdulillah. I will see you on next Saturday and hopefully before that in class. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.